Hello, and welcome to the weekly podcast from Foursquare Gospel Church Ibako, a vibrant, growing church in Lagos, Nigeria. We hope that this message inspires you and builds your faith. Enjoy the message.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Good morning, church. Wow. Welcome to God. Did you hear what I said? Welcome to church. Welcome to God. Hebrews chapter 12 says that we have not come to a mountain that cannot be touched, where those that heard it said they would not like to hear it any longer. He said, we have come to God. We have come to the spirit of righteous men made perfect. We have come to the blood of sprinkling, the blood that speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. Hallelujah. I welcome us to church. I welcome us to a meeting of the Holy Spirit, a service of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. All right, so this morning, very briefly, I'm going to be sharing a word with us. But before then, I would like us to take a prayer. And then I'm going to have to pray for someone, one or two people that God has asked me to. And then we'll share the word together. Hallelujah. All right, so John chapter 16, verse 24. John chapter 16, verse 24. John chapter 16, verse 24. Thank you, Father. All right, can we all read it together? One, two, go. Until now, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive that your joy. Can you look at that again? Until now, this is Jesus speaking. It's Jesus that is speaking. He said, you have asked nothing in my name. He now said, ask, and you will receive so that your joy will be full. Father, in this season of Christmas, make my joy full. That's the prayer we want to pray. You know, there are some of us that we are happy that, God, thank you that I can see Christmas. But God, see, they have reduced my salary. And so I can't do Christmas as I would have loved to. Lord, thank you that I can do Christmas. But God, I just lost my dad. Now, to do Christmas will be, I will still do Christmas. It's just that my joy is not full. God, thank you that I can see Christmas. And thank you for my wife and my children. Hey, but God, there's this particular one. And because of that, my joy is not full. All right? He said, ask that your joy might be full. Can we close our eyes and say, Father, in this season, make my joy full. Make my joy full. Make my joy full. Make my joy full. Please open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray in the name of Jesus. Father, please make my joy full. Make my joy full. Make my joy full. Make my joy full. In the name of Jesus, make my joy full. Make my joy full. Make my joy full. Make my joy full. Let me celebrate indeed. Turn around my captivity. Fill my mouth with laughter. Fill my mouth with joy. Fill my mouth with rejoicing. Let me celebrate wholeheartedly. It's season of Christmas. It's the season of the birth of the Savior. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank you, Father. Please open your eyes. All right, I want to pray for some kind of people this morning. All right, you are here and you are unnecessarily afraid. You just notice that you are fearful. You are fearful. You are going to stand up when it is time and then we are going to pray together. Or you are here and you are always depressed. You are always down, as if, you see, brother, you don't understand. The problem of the whole world is on my neck. As you can see me like this, a lot of things are wrong with my life. You are so down, always down. In church, you are down. At home, you are down. At work, you are down. The people are like, bro, kilo shele, now relax. Kilo de, okay, they've not paid your salary, relax. The heaven will not fall because of that, all right? So you are always down. Listen, sometimes, not in all cases, sometimes there's a spirit of depression at work. You are just down. You are just down. All right, so you are there and you are always down. You are always burdened. I want to pray with you and I want to pray for you. The other two categories of people, you have suicidal tendencies. Once in a while, you just feel like taking your life. Once in a while, you just feel like killing yourself. I just feel like ending it. And you're like, well, let me just go. I don't even know why I'm alive. Let me go. Let me just go. You have suicidal tendency. You feel like killing yourself. You are then that category. We are going to pray together. And the last but not the least, you are, once in a while, you feel like going insane. You feel like running mad. You just feel like, I feel like removing my clothes. I feel like just running naked. I just feel, you just, such thoughts come to your mind again and again. So if you are in such categories, there's no need to be afraid. And there's no need to be proud. All right? If you are not there, you are not there. But if you are there, God wants to help you. That's why he has mentioned your case this morning. So if you are in such category, please rise on your feet. All eyes closed, all heads, but we want to pray together. Rise on your feet. You have the spirit of fear in you. All right? Or you are always depressed. You are always down. All right? Or you have suicidal tendency in you. You feel like killing yourself again and again. Or once in a while, you feel like running mad. You just feel like running mad. You are there. Let me pray with you. Stand up. I can see people standing. You don't have, close your eyes. So don't worry, there's nothing to be afraid of, and there's nothing to be proud about. Close your eyes, we want to pray together. Retoko soprani shatalabalaba, eka sinkete praneko shatalaba, ambre de keke porosa, inteki prani shokoto prada dabalosa. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, how a amen can be louder. Father, in the name of Jesus. He says, strangers will hear our voice and they'll be afraid. And they will come out trembling out of their hidden places. Spirit of fear. He said, fear are torments. In the name of Jesus, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, of power, and of a sound mind. We bind you and we cast you out in the name of Jesus. Spirit of depression. Spirit of hopelessness. Spirit of despair. In the name of Jesus, leave this body. Go in the name of Jesus. Spirit of suicide. Spirit of wanting to kill yourself or wanting to kill another person. Spirit of wanting to just end it all. In the name of Jesus, we challenge you. We command you. Leave this body. Go in the name of Jesus. Spirit of insanity. Lito soprani sheke taparosia. Ankaneko prane shotolia ito soprene sheketeleba rapakasio tu pranisha. Spirit of insanity, we command you in the name of Jesus. He said, God therefore had highly exalted him and he had given him a name that is above every name, that the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and on earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. We command you, spirit of insanity, lose your grip over this life and go in the name of Jesus. Be free now. Be free now. Be free now. Thank you, Father. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your word this morning. We thank you because you are here. Holy Spirit, we ask that you take this meeting over. We know you are here. Have your way. Thank you, Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, we pray. Hallelujah. Let's please be seated. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. So this morning, very briefly, I'll be sharing with us spiritual disciplines. Spiritual disciplines of giants. Spiritual disciplines of giants. Spiritual disciplines of giants. Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13. Let's look at the screen or look at your Bible. Till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God. To a perfect man. That's God's intention for us. That we come to a perfect man. To the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Verse 14. That we be no more children, tossed and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, who is Christ. I'll stop here for now. Till we all come to a perfect man, to a matured man. God's expectation for us as believers is that we become so matured that we are like Christ in all things. Can I say that again? God's expectation for you, God's expectation for me, is that we become exactly Christ. We talk like Christ. We dress like Christ. We think like Christ. Everything we do is like Christ. So why are we doing spiritual disciplines? Why are we engaging in spiritual disciplines? I'll give us three points. Number one, so that we can be mature. We engage in spiritual disciplines so that we can be matured. God does not want us to be babies. God does not want us to be irresponsible. God does not want us to be immature. God wants us to be mature. Number two, why do we engage in spiritual disciplines? So that we can be dependable, able to carry out divine assignments. So that we can be reliable, able to carry out divine assignments. Brothers, sisters, there are divine assignments on the earth that God wants us to carry out. And the last but not the least, so that there will be blessing on every area of our lives. There will be blessings. There will be blessings on every area of our lives. Please look at it this way. In Daniel chapter 2, there was an instance. The king had a dream, King Nebuchadnezzar. He had a dream, and guess what? He could not interpret the dream. And he said he had wise men with him to help him interpret the dream, but they could not interpret it. And he sent the chief of eunuchs, go and kill everybody. And he came to Daniel and said, Daniel, the king said this, and we have to kill everybody. He said, please, can you give me some time? He went to pray before the God of heaven, and God gave him an understanding of the dream. God gave him an understanding of the dream, and he was able to help the king. That was a man that had been engaging in spiritual disciplines, and as a result of that, he was a blessing in his workplace. Men and brethren, as we engage in spiritual disciplines, we will be blessings in our workplace, we will be blessings as we open our shop. Really, imagine that you open your shop, and guess what? You are supposed to go to work tomorrow, and the Holy Spirit told you while you were praying, and you were just praying, and you were just worshiping God, and the Holy Spirit said, okay, you are supposed to resume for 9, don't resume for 9, resume by 11. You are operating your work, not you are under an establishment, amen? You are operating your work, all right? So the Holy Spirit said, resume by 11. You have to know that because he can say that, that means there's something to it, and he's bringing a blessing across to you. All right, so basically, what are disciplines? Disciplines are what we do, irrespective of how we feel. What we do, irrespective of how I feel. You know, sometimes you don't feel like going to work. Do you have a witness? Sometimes you don't feel like. But what do you do when you don't feel like going to work? You just go to the restroom, take your shower, put on your clothes, and just go to work. But you don't feel like, well, we don't work by feelings. We work by faith. Hallelujah. All right, so discipline is what you do irrespective of how you feel. Discipline has to do with being able to put pressure on ourselves to achieve something. It's either the pain of regret or the pain of discipline. But everyone, we have to go through one pain. It's either the pain of regret or the pain of discipline. If you will be hard on yourself, life will be easy on you. If you will be easy on yourself, life will be very hard on you. The road of doing what you feel like, when you feel like, how you feel like, leads to destruction. Can I say that again? The road of doing what you feel like, how you feel like, when you feel like, that road is a dead end. Imagine you just wake up in the morning and say, okay, you know, it's Monday morning. I just feel like watching African Magic, you know, and just have chicken. Please bring me chicken, my wife, and then bring me chivita. And then it's Monday morning, and you are just sipping it and then watching African Magic and just enjoying yourself. That's what you feel like doing. And you just want to feel like. No, we don't work by feeling like. Hallelujah. All right, so I'll give us 7 disciplines that believers ought to do. And please, if you're a teenager, please listen to me. If you're an adult, please listen to me. God is expecting us to engage in this discipline, especially as we approach 2021. God is expecting us to Jacob, our walk with him. God is expecting us to deepen our intimacy with him. God is expecting us to draw closer to him. All right, so the first, not in any particular order, actually. All right, the first is the study of the word of God. That's a discipline we will need to imbibe in the coming days. The study of the word of God. Psalm 119. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and it is profitable. All scripture is profitable. The book of Psalm is profitable. The book of Genesis is profitable. The book of Revelation is profitable. All scripture is profitable. It's profitable. Study. Brothers, sisters, it is time to go a little deeper in the word of God. It is time to give more attention to the word of God. It is time to make the word of God our compass, our guide, our manual for life. It is time. The second spiritual discipline, just like his twin brother, is prayer. Prayer. Luke chapter 18, verse 1. Men ought always to pray. Men ought always to pray and not to lose heart. If you are not praying, you are fainting. Pray. Prayer is a spiritual discipline. Why is it a discipline? It's a discipline because sometimes you don't feel like praying. So when you don't feel like praying, what do? Just pray. Abi. Hallelujah. And if the only time you pray is when you are in trouble, brother, you are already in trouble. Can I tell that again? If the only time you pray is when they say your mommy has just been admitted in the emergency ward in the university, you better pray. If that's the only time you wake up and say, Edro, where is those prayer points? Where are those times I used to wake up in the night to pray? The only time you pray is when you are in trouble. Brother, you are already in trouble. It's time to pray. The scripture says, pray without ceasing. Wow. So according to heaven's expectation, we are supposed to pray without ceasing. Wow. Pray. James chapter 5, verse 13 to 18. James chapter 5, verses 13 to 18. James chapter 5, are you suffering? Pray. Are you cheerful? Please sing psalms. Hallelujah. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him. Can you see that? Even elders, we need to pray. Children, you need to pray. Teenagers, you need to pray. Mommies, it's time to pray. Are we weak and heavy laden? Combat with a load of care. Precious Savior, still our refuge. Take it to the Lord in prayer. You and we find a friend so faithful. If you know it, let's sing it. Sorrow share. Jesus knows our every weakness. Please let me touch the sister or the brother sitting beside you. Say, sister, take it to the Lord in prayer. No, help me tell him. Say, brother, please take it to the Lord in prayer. Pray. Are you weak? Pray. Are you happy? Pray. Are you not happy? Pray. Is it convenient? Pray. Is it uncomfortable? Pray. It is time to pray. It is time to pray in the day, pray in the night, pray in the church, pray at home, pray at work. It's time to pray. Pray much. Pray deep. Pray high. Pray long. Pray little. Pray. It's time to pray. To the Christian, prayer is like the air we breathe. To us as believers, the air we breathe is prayer. It's prayer. We can't do without it. We need help. Thank you, Jesus. All right, the third spiritual discipline, fasting. Fasting. Matthew chapter 6, verse 16. Matthew chapter 6, verse 16. Matthew chapter 6, verse 16. Moreover, when you fast, and now this is Jesus speaking. When you fast, he didn't say if you fast. So, according to Jesus, it is normal for believers to fast. Hallelujah. When you fast, do not be like the hypocrites with a sad countenance, for they disfigure their face, that they might appear to men as fasting. As surely I say to you, they have their reward. When you fast, Esther fasted, and there was a breakthrough. Nehemiah fasted, and the king yielded to him. Moses fasted, and his face changed. Elijah fasted. Jesus, our Savior, he fasted. Brothers, sisters, as we march into 2021, even now in 2020, this is not the time to eat all day and all night and just keep eating and just keep eating and just keep eating. No. No. Philippians chapter 3, verse 18 and 19. Philippians chapter 3, verses 18 and 19. Please look at this. Philippians 3, 18 and 19. For many walk, of whom I have told you up till now, tell you even with weeping, they are the enemies of the cross of Christ. Look at this. Whose end is their destruction? Whose God is their belly? Please let me ask your brother or your sister. Brother, sister, I hope your stomach is not your God. No, help me ask him. Say, brother, sister, I hope your stomach is not your God. No, I didn't say so. The scripture says so. Their stomach is their God. Their glory is in their shame. They set their minds on earthly things. You eat anyhow. You eat anywhere. You eat no restraint. I say, no, I won't become one again. We don't eat in some places. You just eat and just whatever can be edible socially. Can it enter my mouth? It's time to eat. Abba. No, believers don't eat like that. Believers, they fast. Guess what? There's personal fast. There's family fast. There's corporate fast. We fast. We fast in the day. We fast in the night. We fast from food. We fast from sleep. We fast. We fast from our phone. Amen. Hallelujah. We fast from the internet. So once in a while, no Instagram, no Facebook, no Twitter, nothing. We are shutting down. I can only receive call. If you want to reach me, send a text or give me a call. No, nothing. No WhatsApp, nothing. I'm fasting. We are fasting from internet. We are fasting from food. We are fasting from sleep. It is time to pray. This is serious time. Believers fast. They fast. They fast. And it's the normal thing for us as believers to do so. Fasting is the way we conquer. Jesus told us this cannot go except by prayer and fasting. That's the third thing. I'll move to the fourth thing, spiritual discipline of giants. Spiritual disciplines that God is expecting us to do and keep doing now and even in the days ahead. Number four, giving. Giving. Matthew chapter 6, verse 2. Matthew chapter 6, verse 2. Matthew chapter 6, verse 2. Thank you, Father. Therefore, when you do a charitable deed, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogue and on the street, that they may have glory from men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. Please look up here. When you do a charitable deed, God expects that as believers, we are givers. John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. For God so loved the world that he gave. Our God is a giver. And guess what? We are like him. We are givers. Believers are generous people. God is expecting us to make giving our lifestyle. Giving is a proof that you have conquered greed. Giving is a way of life for us as saints. We don't give when it is pastor showers on December alone. No, we give normally because it's just the way we live. We give normally. Make it an habit that nobody comes into your house without leaving with something. even if it's a bottle of water. Nobody comes into your house and just says, oh, I just came to greet you. Okay, oh, all right, bye-bye, thank you for coming. No, now. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watered shall himself be watered back. Give. Give. So what do I give? Give money. What do I give? Give time. Give resources. Give connection. Give prayers. Give service. Guess what? Give rebuke. There are some people that you may need to give them scolding. That's what they need to help their life. So there are some people that you may want to put a knock on their head just to correct their life. It's okay to give scolding. Guess what? You can also give encouragement. Give. Give. Luke chapter 6, verse 38. Give. It will be given back to you. Give. Give. All right. I'll give us three more. The fifth one. Okay, so to know we are following, I've given us four. So what's the number one discipline I said? What's number one? Let's say it again. Thank you. What's number two? Thank you. What's number three? Thank you. And what's number four? Giving. I like what somebody said about fasting. I heard fasting shouted. Somebody shouted fasting more from here. It's like you like to fast. It's good. All right. So the fifth one, church attendance. Church attendance. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. Not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Please look up here. Brothers, sisters, for us as believers, church attendance is compulsory. Church attendance is a way of life for us. When we come to church, we are not coming to show my latest tie and my latest shoe. No. We are coming to worship the God of heaven. And I'm coming with my brother. I'm coming with my sister. So when we come to church, there are some things that happen only in church. It cannot happen anywhere else. There are some things that happen because believers gather. Because believers gather. Acts chapter 2, verse 42 to 47. Acts chapter 2, verse 42 to 47. Thank you, Jesus. The sixth one. Spiritual discipline of saints. Number six is soul winning. Soul winning. Soul winning. Daniel chapter 12, verse 3. Daniel chapter 12, verse 3. Those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the firmament, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. Mark chapter 16, verse 15. Mark chapter 16. Verse 15, Mark chapter 16, verse 15. And he said to them, go into all the world. Please let me tell the brother or the sister sitting beside you. Go into all the world. No, help me say it again. Go into all the world. Go. 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 The world of children, go. The world of teenagers, go. The world of youths, go. The world of men, the world of women, go. The world of sports, go. The world of entertainment, go. The world of businessmen, go. All the world. There are many worlds. Go into all the world. And guess what? Where you go, what do? Preach the gospel. Preach the gospel. We have a mandate from heaven to turn many to righteousness. We have a call from God to make sure that as much as possible, we draw people from hell to heaven. We have the backing of God to win them at any cost. This is the end time. Now is the time to do the business of evangelism. God is depending on us to rescue the perishing. God is depending on us to rescue the perishing. The last but not the least, as we prepare to pray, spiritual disciplines that saints do And we have to keep doing it. And we don't outgrow it and say, no, don't worry. You know, it's for babies. It's for those that, you know, they just gave their life to Jesus yesterday. So on team of pushing love. They don't understand. You see, as we are, when I gave my life to Jesus, it was 50 years ago. So, you know, I don't pray as before. I don't really fast as before. I don't do those things. It's for babies, those that are still growing. You guys can do it. You need it. No, sir. It's just like saying that, you see, I'm 90 years old. So as a result of that, I don't need to eat anymore. I don't need to drink water. I don't need to sleep. Those things are for babies, those that are still growing. I don't need food. I don't need all those things. What you are saying is that it's time for me to go home. So we don't outgrow it. We do it and keep doing it and do it better and do it deeper until we see Jesus in glory. Remember I said they are spiritual disciplines. So sometimes they don't come easy. So sometimes our flesh gets in the way. So sometimes our feelings get in the way. Like I said, number one is prayer. Number one is the study of the word. Number two is prayer. Number three is fasting. Number four is giving. Number five is church attendance. Number six is soul winning. And the last but not the least, and please listen to this last one, I intentionally made it the last one because I want to spend little time on it. Retreat. Can I say it again? Retreat. 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 For believers, once in a while, we withdraw from the crowd. We withdraw from the pulpits. We withdraw from the gaze of men. To behold the face of our Father. We do that sometimes as far as your time can permit you, once a month, once in 2 months, once a year. Retreat. Jesus do that again and again. Matthew chapter 17, verse 1. Matthew chapter 17, verse 1. Now, after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, John, his brother. He led them up on a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as light. Please look up here. Matthew chapter 17, verse 1. Matthew chapter 17, verse 2. He said in verse 1, he said, Jesus took Peter, James, and John, and they went up onto a high mountain by themselves. Now look at verse 2. He now said he was transfigured before them. Please look up here. What do you think happened? Do you think that Jesus just took Peter, James, and John, and as they went on the high mountain, they were just, okay, John, give me a high five. So I saw dad. Yeah, my dad is fine. So hi, ask your mom. Oh, my mom is fine. How far with that fishing business? And Chetiche, yeah, I'm fine, I'm good. Do you think that's what they are doing? No, sir. They were on the mountain and they were praying. They were beholding the face of the Father. And as they were praying, there was a transfiguration. It's just that the Bible, a lot happened between verse 1 and verse 2. Because I can't imagine that they just went on the mountain and they were just on the mountain, their face just shone. And Jesus was transfigured before them. No, something happened. Something happened. They went for a retreat. Retreat before you have forcefully retreated. Can I take that again? Retreat now. Before heaven, we have to forcefully retreat you. And guess what? It's not even a kingdom thing alone. Even at work, I hope you know, they go for a strategic meeting. They have a time where they retreat for business purpose. They talk about what's the future plans. What are we going to do? This is what we are going to do. This is this and this is that. And more importantly, as believers, we need it. Retreat. This is the time to come apart. This is the time God wants to talk to you about next year. God does not want things to take us unawares. God does not want things to take us and say, I was not aware of it. No, not. It's unlike us. The sovereign Lord does nothing without revealing the secret to his servant, the prophet. God wants to speak about the next year. But guess what? God wants to get your attention. That's what he did to Moses. In Exodus chapter 3, he saw the bush burning. God needed to attract him, and then he will get his attention, and then he can speak to you. A lot of us, we are very busy. And guess what? This is a noisy generation. Really? 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 Can you try it for like 24 hours? No, not just stay in your house, nothing. No phone, no TV on, no nothing. Just stay in your house, maybe just worshiping God. You feel lost. You feel, I hope I'm fine. I hope I'm good. Or try not to subscribe. Try not to, no data on your phone for the next 1 month. How do I survive? Don't you know data is oxygen? I didn't say so. They said so. Data is not oxygen. You'll be fine. We'll be fine, Abby. Oh, we'll be very fine. We'll be fine. So can we try that? Just to withdraw. Just to refire. Just to get God and say, Kori Mitie Wale, and say, God, what are you trying to say? God has been calling your attention. There are some of us, we have been very busy. Guess what? You work on Saturday. Sometimes you work on Sunday. It's okay to work. Please do. I work. Please do. But when are you going to have time for God? He has been trying to get you and say, Bobo, I have some things I would like to tell you, but you are very busy. So I can't get your attention. So I can't pass those things across. Retreat. 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 Personally take time out. As a family, call your wife, call your husband and your children and say, all right, for the next 3 days, we are praying every hour. 12 a.m. we are praying. 3 a.m. we are praying. 6 a.m. we are praying. 9 a.m. we are praying. 12 noon we are praying. Every hour we are praying. So because of that, everybody stay indoor for the next 3 days. Please, nobody come to visit us, and we are not going to visit anybody. If you want to use the restroom, then use the restroom. But we are here waiting on God. God, you have our attention. What do you have to say? God, what are you trying to say? Are there some things you want to pass across? Retreat. Shun distraction. Come to the mountain. Get God now. Brothers, in conclusion, the time is now. The time to get God is now. The time to draw closer to God is now. The time to hear God and hear Him correctly is now. Enough of trial and error. Enough of, let me try this or try this or try this. I don't know which one will work. Maybe all of them will work. Maybe. But are we going to keep dissipating energy? Are we going to keep dissipating resources? Why not hear God and say, God, what exactly are you saying? I hope you know God is a speaking God. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 1. God, who at sundry times spoke to our fathers in days past, is speaking. God is a speaking God. God is a speaking God. God is a speaking God. Once has He spoken. Twice have I added that power belongs to God. The time is now. The time is now. The time to get God. The time to draw close. The time to engage in spiritual disciplines. The time to ride on the wings of the Spirit. The time is now. Let's rise on our feet.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope you were blessed by this message and look forward to having you next week. Make sure you subscribe to get new messages every week. You can also follow us at Foursquare Jeb on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. God bless you.